dolphin-friendly tuna.
Conservationists have enlisted the help of supermarket chains to save the lives of dolphins. Each year, thousands of dolphins die snared in drift nets used to catch tuna fish. Now, one canning firm based in the region has helped put together a deal with supermarkets who've agreed not to buy tuna caught in this way. And from next month, tuna will be labelled friendly. Michael Woodhead reports.
The desire to save dolphins like these is what brought tuna importers and supermarkets together. Warehouses like this are already stacked with newly labelled tuna tins, which reassure people that the lethal drift nets aren't being used to catch tuna. Steve Trickey is one of those who's been instrumental in getting both sides together.
We know that these nets are 30 miles long. We know that 1,000 boats in the North Pacific lay these nets every night. And that's a disaster, ecologically as well as humanitarianly. 60% of what's caught is dumped, it's non-commercial fish.
Drift nets are strung out over miles of ocean, and their fine mesh catches any fish that swims into it. Thousands of dolphins are thrown back into the sea, dead. Steve Trickey has seen the method at first hand.
It's ghastly. It really is awful. I mean, it's like a spider web underwater. They get totally entangled and they drown. The sonar of the dolphin cannot pick up these nets.
Next month, Tesco's will be among those stores to introduce the new labels as a result of protests from customers at the way tuna are caught.
Clearly at the moment, there is no actual labelling to explain which is dolphin-friendly and which isn't. Having said that, as from November, we will be carrying the first major brand, which is Glenrick, with dolphin-friendly sticker on. After that, the other two major manufacturers that we purchased from will be labelling theirs from December the 1st.
Will people pay more?
No, there will be no premium at all for our dolphin-friendly tuna.
Tesco's had about 20 phone calls a day from customers uncertain whether to buy tuna. But now, the label will make it clear.
My children love animals and they're very into saving whales and dolphins and elephants and everything. And they've told me I'm not to buy anything that's going to harm animals. So but they do like tuna, but if I tell them that dolphins are caught at the same time, they won't touch it.
I like to see them in the wild, and I'd be quite worried if I thought they were getting caught in the net when they're tuna fishing.
The agreement is a step towards banning drift nets altogether, so allowing these beautiful mammals the freedom of the sea.